My name is Kenneth Kimball, and having just learned that I have 4 minutes, I've tried to reduce my testimony here to much shorter, so if I trip up here a few minutes, that's the reason. I'm here to represent the Appalachian Mountain Club, which is one of the oldest conservation and recreation organizations in the United States, has 100,000 members with 12,000 that live here in the state. In our 140-year history, AMC has helped to protect the region's open space, including from poorly sited energy projects and proposals like Northern Pass that request to use high-impact old technologies to maximize profits at the expense of New Hampshire's iconic landscape. Yes, parts of this project are proposed to be buried, and parts of it are to go into existing right-of-ways. But we would note that when it goes into existing right-of-ways, all of the transmission structures in those right-of-ways today are at tree height or less. These proposed transmission towers are 2 to 3 times the height as to what's there currently, which makes a marked difference. There's also numerous competing projects already bid into the New England Clean Energy RFP that was mentioned earlier, as well as Northern Pass. One of these competing bids in this three-state PPA even includes Hydro-Quebec Power, and that bid has full burial using 21st century technology, like two other projects recently permitted in New York and Vermont. Full burial technology is affordable, available, being applied elsewhere in the region is much less threatened by solar flares, such as in 1988, ice storms in 1998, or terrorist bombings of Hydro-Quebec towers in 2004, which brought Hydro-Quebec's overland 1,000-mile umbilical power cord to its knees. The choice before the SCC is far from Northern Pass or nothing. It is whether you will accept yesterday's technologies at the expense of New Hampshire's landscape, knowing that other competitors are using full burial. Northern Pass to date has worked diligently to get to know on full burial to protect the expected large profit margins. These out-of-state shareholder profits are short-term relative to the long-term value of New Hampshire's landscape. And Northern Pass, in its waiver request on Friday on decommissioning, even argues that these towers may never go away. AMC will have additional comments as these proceedings move forward, but we do have some serious procedural concerns, and I want to go through those quickly. First, these hearings, we believe, are premature. The applicant hurried up and tried to submit its revised required application on Friday. Some of those files you cannot even still open on the SEC website today, which talks about fair process. And yet here tonight, we're supposed to talk about these things intelligently. Northern Pass will surely claim the materials were submitted before the start of these hearings, whose legal purpose is to receive comments from the public on a complete application. Am I and many others in this room tonight with less than 24 hours to review the materials supposed to substantively comment on them? The SEC has not even yet determined whether the application materials submitted on Friday are complete. It would be polite to call this a travesty. Paralleling this, Northern Pass's lawyer, I would note a former PUC commissioner and SEC member no less, filed for partial waivers of some of the new requirements imposed by the new rules. AMC will request that the SEC hold another series of public meetings once those materials are truly complete and are available to the public. We will also ask that you restart the timeline for the review process to catch up with these materials. We also question whether the applicant's request for waivers of the new SEC rules are fair. They had plenty of time to prepare, and they spent most of that time engaged in trying to fight the new rules as they were being developed. Third, the SEC is moving forward without evidence that the applicant has full site control. As previously mentioned this evening, there are court cases about whether they do or do not. The applicant's request to the New Hampshire PUC for status as a public utility and the rights that accrue with that status, including powers of eminent domain, speak volume about the applicant's unease as to whether it truly has full control of the right of way.
Mr. Kimball, how much more do you have?
I should be 2 minutes at max.
I'm going to make a suggestion that you do one of two things. Either circle back at the end to finish your remarks or submit them in writing.
How much time do I have left?
Zero.
You can have more
time than I had
for making a comment. I mean, in all fairness, we learned here that we only had 4 minutes. If I'd known that, I would have prepared.
You have as much time as you want. If you want to circle back after everyone else, has had their 4 minutes.
Okay, I will close at that point then.
So we'll circle back to you when everybody else has had a chance.